Friday, and this is our eighth session together. Next week, I want to do some chair exercises, which are suitable for all ages, not just for the older generation. But they're quite strong, but we'll do that next week. The new exercises we've done this week is the spine stretch, the sore, and the side stretch. So before I go through those again, we'll do our warm-up. And we'll start off basically with most important is your breath. So if you can, and you've got a garden, go outside and do it. If you haven't, open the window. So remember your hands on your rib cage, and you're breathing out, pushing the rib cage in, breathing in, and bringing all new fresh air in to your lungs. This is so important at the moment. Checking now with your going through from your feet all the way up, awareness all the way up through the spine into the neck and into your head, reaching up for the sky. Make sure your feet are facing forwards, and awareness, as I say, comes from your feet. Then that leads on to your balance. So just check your balance now. Stand on your right foot, count to five, onto your left foot, count to five. Then go back onto your right foot, focus at something eye level, and close your eyes. Hang on to a chair if you really need to when you close your eyes. Okay, and then we're going to do our roll down, which again, your feet are facing forwards, and you're using the biomechanics of the weight of your own head to gently let you go forward. Remember, you're not coming from your waist. You're coming from your breastbone. The movement starts at your breastbone. The weight of your head then starts to take you down. Your arms are relaxed, so don't try and touch the floor. Remember, that's bad for your back. And then as you go down to just where you're happy, breathe in, breathe out, and roll back up again. Okay, so then we'll just go through our little bit of cardio, which is, again, standing on both feet and facing forward, and you just do a little run, one, two, three. On your third, kick your foot out, kick your right leg out. One, two, three again, kick your left leg out, keep it forward. Remember that it only takes a few, not even minutes, to do this to really get your heart rate coming up. So that's important to do as well. Then from then, we'll go onto the floor, and first of all, we'll do our spine stretch, which, remember, neutral spine. So just check that neutral spine before you start to do anything else. And then breathe in. As you breathe out, your right arm goes back. Left leg stretches out from the back of the hip. The arm stretches from the back of the shoulder blade. As you go as far as you can with your arm and your leg, come back, breathe in, breathe out, bring your arm and your leg back to start position. Another in-breath, another out-breath. And change your arm and your leg, so it's your left arm and your right leg. Don't forget to breathe when you're doing that, and don't forget to make sure that you keep that neutral spine. Then we're doing the classic Pilates exercise, which is called the 100. And again, in exactly the same position as the start position for the stretch, the diagonal stretch. Arms down to the side, palms facing the floor. Movement comes from the arms, so you're breathing in, two, three, four, five, and out, two, three, four, five. Now remember, it's called 100 because you should be working up to 100, but we won't try to get too carried away with that, so just do what you can. So once you get the beat going, you then take your right foot off the floor, then your left foot, make sure your knees are in the tabletop position, so you've got your knees above your head, knees above your hip. Okay, and then as you're keeping the breathing and the counting, bring your head up and look at your knees. If you feel anything on your neck, any stretch on your neck or any pain in your neck, put your head back down again, rest it, and then try again. As soon as you bring your head up and look at your knees, you will feel your abdominals working. It's a strong exercise, so don't overdo it. Okay, so the new ones that we did this week is the spine stretch. So we're going to do, just go over the spine stretch. So we're going to sit on the floor, and you're sitting on your sit bones, remember. And what mostly what we're going to do with this is sit upright, lengthen up through from your spine. Try not to stretch your legs too much. Make sure that you don't have any stretch in your hamstrings. If you have any pain in your hamstrings, bend your knees a little bit. So in that upright position, your legs are apart and your vertebrae is stacking up from your sit bones. Place your hands in front between your legs. Breathe in and think abs, lower abs. Tilt the pelvis slightly forward. Bend out and stretch, breathe out and stretch forward towards your feet with relaxed arms. Remember, your arms are always going to be relaxed. Breathe in, breathe out, and return to start position. Okay. And we're going to do the next one is the saw. And the saw is in exactly the same position as the spine stretch with your legs apart. And think the movement again is coming from the back of your shoulder blades. Breathe in. Think lower abs. Tilt your pelvis slightly forwards. And raise both arms just between your shoulders. And at the same angle as your legs. So your legs are out to the side and your arms are just above those legs. Keep elbows relaxed. Breathe in. As you breathe out, reach left arm forward over your right leg towards the right foot. Right arm goes back behind you. So you're twisting your upper body a little to the right. Keep your hips still. Keep awareness on both sit bones and keep them level throughout. Keep your feet and your legs totally relaxed. Don't put any stress into your legs or your feet. Return to your center. Change arms, and we'll do exactly the same thing on the other side. So you're going to do these five times on the right and left, and then five times on the left and right. So you're doing the same movement five times. Don't alternate. Okay? And then we'll go into the bridge, and we'll go into our relaxation. Next one we did today, this week I mean, is the saw. And again, we're starting in with the legs and the arms in the same position, the side stretch. Bend your left knee and bring your left foot into the upper inner thigh. Okay. Right arm is resting on the bent left knee. Breathe in, contact your abs, and breathe out. Take your left arm over your right knee, over your head, stretch towards your right foot. Think that you might be pushing your breastbone over a large ball. Again, reaching over the ball, lifting from your waist. Breathe in, come back to center. Do five to the same right leg. Switch legs, same movements on the other side. So you're on your left side. Start with five each side. Roll back into your bridge position and do five bridge. Now remember, when you're doing the bridge, again, it's coming into your relaxation. So you're starting going into with your feet hip distance apart, knees bent. Breathe in, breathe out, lift into your ski slope position, and then from the vertebrae right at the top of your neck, start to think of lowering down on your out-breath and imagine that you're pushing each vertebrae into wet sand. Okay, and then we're going to go into our relaxation from there. Now, before we go into our relaxation, I just want you to remember that Pilates is a mind, body, and spirit. At this horrendous time, you must be very important to keep your spirit as well, really high, as well as keeping your mind active and your body fit. just to have a little quote from Joe, because he did a lot of quotes. And one of his quotes is, change happens through movement, and movement heals. So keep moving. And let's just do our relaxation, and then I'll just go through that movement again. So think with your feet. First, stretch into your feet, point your toes. Then point into your heels. Sorry, push into your heels now, so you're flexing your toes. Do that 10 times each time, each into your toes and into your heels. And when you've done that each time for 10, keep your feet together, and then you've got to circle both feet to the right for 10 and to the left for 10. Okay, so then we're going to go into our relaxation, which again, think how heavy your head is, think how heavy your feet are. And now bring your awareness to your feet. Think about the warm oil now going around your toes. Think that warm oil now is going through the bones in your feet. Bring that warm oil now up to the back of your heels. And slide that warm oil up through the back of the calf muscles, deep into the calf muscles. And then roll the warm oil into the knee joints. Right into that joint. Then slide the warm oil up through the calf muscles, up through the thigh muscle and the hamstrings. And allow that warm oil now to seep down into the hip flexors, deep into the groin. Slide it round now to your tailbone and very slowly work that warm oil all the way up through each vertebrae, all the way up into the tiny vertebrae in your neck. Roll the warm oil now over your head, massage it into your head like you would a shampoo. Roll it over your forehead, then roll that warm oil round your eye sockets, down through your cheekbone, down to the chin, and then from your chin and your jawbone, let it seep down from your chin into your breastbone. Warm oil now is going deep into your breastbone and then sliding out towards the big muscles in your shoulders. From your shoulders, think, slide the warm oil down in your forearm into the elbow joints. Sink deep into the elbow joint, warm and soothing. And then roll it down your forearm and sink warm oil now into tiny little tendons and ligaments in your wrist. Then sliding the warm oil into the big bones in your hand and into your little fingernail, then your ring finger, middle fingers, and then your first fingers. Feel that warm oil now going into the big joints in your thumb. And just feel that relaxation. The more we get frustrated at being isolated, the more relaxation is going to help. So I wish you well with that. And from here, we'll just go Joe's quote again, change happens through movement and movement heals. So keep moving, even if it's just getting up and down from your chair without using your hands. Try it, but I know you're all going to be able to do it. But I also want you to do the exercises that we've done throughout this week. Break them up and do some one day and some others on the following day. So everybody out there, take care of yourselves and keep moving.